Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Last year, Americans spent about $43 billion on organic food. Now, that's just close to 5% of total retail food sales in the U.S. But as share of the market grows, different factions in the organic food movement are debating whether bigger is better. John Kalish reports.
Grace Gershuni has spent the last 40 years as an activist, government bureaucrat, and organic food inspector. She recently published a memoir titled Organic Revolutionary. The book chronicles her arrival in Vermont as part of the Back to the Land movement in the early 1970s, and her time working at a rural education center in New Hampshire where Stonyfield yogurt was born. So it was no surprise that the U.S. Department of Agriculture hired her in 1994 to help write the federal agency's first organic food regulations.
And I assumed that they had lawyers, and I would just tell them what the organic idea was, and they would turn it into regulatory language, and then no such luck. So I had to learn regulatory language. Luckily, I was brought up by a lawyer, so I grew up learning how to argue with lawyers, and I found that I had a capacity to do that.
Grace Gershuni left her job at USDA before the Organic Foods Production Act took effect in 2002. The first draft of the regulations was met with more than 250,000 negative comments. Mark Lipson helped lead the campaign. He's now an organic food policy consultant.
The Organic Foods Production Act was really beyond our understanding as a community what it would actually mean to implement it. We didn't really know how to navigate the internal USDA process, and USDA was institutionally hostile to organic agriculture.
Grace Gershuni tells me she's been denounced as a socialist termite by some in the organic food scene and an industry shill by others. She says she's long felt an affinity with small farmers, but she sees the small is beautiful worldview that some organic food advocates cling to as problematic.
I mean, these are the same people who basically say, well, if Walmart is selling it, we can't trust it. I really think desire for that kind of purity is a symptom of the elitism that many people accuse the organic movement of, with some justification.
We're bringing healthier, better-tasting food to the people. We're bringing family farms back from the brink. Organic Valley, bringing the good.
The Organic Valley Dairy Cooperative may play up its connection to family farmers, but the company rang up more than $1 billion in sales last year. The interests of the organic food producers have sometimes clashed with the priorities of the people who consume their products. It's a dynamic that Mark Lipson has seen often during his 30 years in organic agriculture. Lipson wants to see the industry grow and is heartened by the rise in retail sales in recent years.
My entire career, at whatever stage we've been at, there have always been established actors who wanted to cry foul when somebody stepped up to do things at a bigger scale. So when I first started farming, that meant, oh my God, somebody's come in with another 10 acres of organic tomatoes, and there goes the market, there goes the deal.
But Jay Friedman, the head of the advocacy group Beyond Pesticides and a former member of the USDA's National Organic Standards Board, says there's a constant push and pull between forces opposed to watering down prohibitions against synthetics and large-scale organic food producers and processors.
There are players in the industry who want to adopt the use of synthetics on a broader scale than I would like to see. Typically, we'll see greater pressure coming from the corporate side. They see this as more cost-effective, more efficient. These are the elements that have driven us on the conventional side to incredible chemical dependency.
Grace Gershuni says that the concept of synthetic chemicals is poorly understood by consumers, and she calls some in the organic movement obsessed with synthetic compounds and the notion of producing completely pure food. Gershuni says that's not really possible anymore.
The environment is polluted. We can't escape it.
Gershuni advocates less of a focus on the origin of what goes into organic food production and more concern for what has been dubbed agronomic responsibility, maintaining or improving soil and water quality. For Here and Now, I'm John Kalish.